Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Derek Pasch. He is the author of 4 books. Derek, welcome to our podcast.
Well, thank you.
So Derek, most people will never even write 1 book or 2 books or 3 books, but you've written 4 books already and you're a young man, I believe you're in your 20s. So how did you even decide to even write 1 book? Because like I said, most people, whether you're 20, 40, 50, or even 80, they all have a story, perhaps have a voice, have a message, but they don't have the courage to consider even creating it. So what was the inspiration of you writing your books?
Yeah, I mean, I was watching a Tai Lopez video back in 2014, 2015, he said, write something that nobody knows about or somebody else that somebody hasn't written about. That kind of sparked the idea. So then I spent a year or two writing Homeless in College. Then it just kind of set a spark from there.
That's great. And for those of you who don't know Tai Lopez is one of the most well-known social media influencers in the world. Some people love him, some people hate him. But at the end of the day, if he just inspired a guy he didn't know, like you, Derek, then hopefully that's of value. So in terms of the 4 books, what were some of the books about and what lessons can you share with our listeners?
Yeah, so Homeless in College was about what I did to overcome being homeless and the steps I took. I go through maybe like 23 chapters of what I learned from coming out of the little town that I lived in. Then I had the Seed and Succeed, which was based kind of off Homeless in College. It was kind of maybe series 2 of it, just in a different name.
So let's talk about homelessness, because I have a very, very, very deep understanding, because I started a homeless youth program in LA at a shelter. I've literally mentored thousands of homeless kids. And I say this because I never really knew how challenging it was, because essentially I always thought that education was the most important, but really I'd rather teach them how to get paid, how to have life skills, because ultimately if they have money, they won't be homeless. So I didn't realize that literally when you're homeless, it's almost as if you're walking on quicksand. You literally don't even have a foundation. So Derek, what was like the most challenging thing about being homeless?
It's the mindset of just feeling like, the whole world is caving in on you, because you feel like you're an outsider. So no matter where you go, you feel like I felt like I couldn't have good relationships with people, because if I told somebody that I was homeless, then they would judge. So it's a lot of the judgment, a lot of just the mindset, because it's you're afraid for your life. You're in, it's like you're back, you're a caveman, you know, you're only focused on survival.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So talk to us. How did you get past that mindset? Because that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, just the people. I was in college at the time. I was 24. And I had given up several times. I'm not going to lie to you. And I just got to the point where I just didn't want to anymore. I didn't want to give up anymore. And I was just tired. And I had been homeless off and on maybe 5 or 6 times in 6 years. Something would happen and it would, you know, I'd be homeless for a few weeks or a month or two. And then I had enough. I was mad. I was angry. So that really, I feel like using that anger and using my emotions to my benefit helped me.
No, that's great, Derek. Again, you're a great example, because everyone is going to have challenges. And in the U.S., even if you are homeless, it's not like homeless in India or some other places in the world where you're literally on the street corner eating dirt, literally. And whereas here, if you are a minor, there are various services. So it's not the easiest thing to do, obviously, or to go through. So for you, what are some things that from a day-to-day level kept you going? Like, did you read a book, or did you have any friends that you confided with, or did you just stay focused on exercising? Like, what are actionable things that you did each day where, like you said, it's not easy. You did quit sometimes, but was there any habits that were healthy that you did that really helped you at least move in the right direction?
Yeah, I was in the gym every day. So I would get to see a lot of other people in college that were in the gym, you know, taking care of their body. And then I'd also read. I was reading a book a day. I was trying to read a different book, you know. So if I went through a chapter or two in one book, I would go through a chapter or two in another book. And then I would also, I was watching YouTube videos, Ty Lopez, Grant Cardone, Gary Vaynerchuk, and because they're just so motivating, they're captivating. And so I really try to focus all my attention on the right energy and the right people.
That's a great point, Derek. I want to really focus on that when you said the right energy, because this is the thing. So many people in life, they have this victim mentality where they're like, oh, I didn't grow up with money. Oh, I didn't have that. And then sometimes they criticize Gary Vee or Grant Cardone or Ty Lopez, all trying to make money, which is nothing wrong with that. But I like the fact that you took what you needed. I take from all three of them relative to learning from them, and I've been able to speak on some of the stages, but I think it's great that you use it as an example where every generation has role models and people they can learn from. And essentially they really taught you, because now you've written your own book. So for the listeners that are on this podcast listening to Derek's story, I hope you know that whatever you're going through, Derek used to be homeless. It's not easy, but this man literally pulled himself up by exercising, by watching certain videos, and writing his own books. So what do you feel if, let's say, someone wants to write a book, what are some suggestions you have if someone wants to write a book like you did?
Yeah, I mean, you need to find other people that like to read and write. And the main thing is reading. You know, you need to read as many New York Times best-selling books as you can, because the guys that can write good books where millions of people want to read them, they know how to get their message out, and they know how to read and write too. So, you need to, it's just like surrounding yourself with the best friends you can. You want to write, you want to read the best books. So, because the better reader that you become, the better writer that you can possibly become too.
That's great advice, Derek. What are some books that you read that really inspired you and keep you going even to this day?
There's a couple. David Goggins, You Can't Hurt Me.
Oh, nice.
That's dude, he's so tough, man. He's so concise. He doesn't play any games, and I love it. You know, it's probably if I had anybody that I can compare my personality to, it'd probably be David Goggins, because I'm just so straightforward and just kind of aggressive a little bit, you know, because once I get angry, it's just like, let's go. But Grant Cardone's The 10X
rule. 10X rule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's first talk about David Goggins, because in case, again, I never want to assume our listeners to know who he is, but this guy is super ripped. He's always like saying, stay strong. And again, everyone will gravitate to who they want. So he has a certain tribe. But what I admire about David Goggins, he's a former Navy SEAL guy, didn't grow up with a lot of means, but he was super persistent. And like you're saying, Derek, the persistence where he is showing videos every day where he's like 100 degrees outside, he doesn't care. But what I like about him is he's so motivating by showing what he does by example. A lot of people will talk about stuff, but he does it, and that's inspiring. So anyone who's never heard of David Goggins, definitely check him out, because he's a former Navy SEAL, but he's super inspirational, and that's a great example that you can learn from, Derek. And then Grant Cardone, in case, again, people don't know him, he's pretty over the top too. He's like flying on his jet and had his cute kids and his wife, but he's old school. He's in his 60s. I don't think people even realize that he came up from nothing, and he's a sales guy. And again, for the people on our call, hopefully we know that you might not like everything about some of the people we talk about, because they're pretty in your face. But ultimately, if you can objectively see what they're good at and apply that to your life, then you'll be that much more successful. So Derek, thank you so much for providing an example for everyone, where regardless of where you're from, if you have that desire, if you have that heart, if you have that persistence, you can succeed. And Derek, I appreciate you being an example. How can our guests connect with you, Derek, and read your books?
Yeah, so my email is pash, P-A-S-H, D-A-R-I-C-K @gmail.com. And then you can go to Amazon, look my name up, and you'll find them there.
Awesome. Derek, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.